It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Nobody panic.
Oh my God. Okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm.
Wait.
Everybody calm down.
Wow.
There is a reported AT&T nationwide outage right now.
Oh, that is not a good thing.
Yeah.
We use AT&T.
Yeah. So, if you're having an issue using your phone, you're getting up this morning and you're like, first thing you do is grab your cell phone there and you're trying to.
Is that why you didn't get my text?
Check everything.
That I sent last night?
I have a track phone, so.
Oh, okay.
Actually, no, I'm on T-Mobile, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't.
You just chose not to look at it?
I just chose not to look.
That's the outage problem I have.
I just don't look at any of Kelly's texts.
Okay.
Listen, you know, after a certain time, you know, okay. I just shut everything down.
Right. So you're not one that first thing in the morning, you're checking to see if there's any messages of importance?
No. No, I don't. I
do that for you. I'll check every morning.
Oh, you will for me?
Ben, yes.
Has Ben texted me?
Does Ben need anything early? Because you would be the only person that would text me that
early. That would text you that early. Yeah. Right, right. No,
yeah.
Well,
in case there's any emergencies, like, I can't make it in today, something.
Yeah, that would be
a couple of times
that would be,
over a tenure.
That would be something good for me to probably check before.
Maybe.
Like now?
Maybe add me to the list.
I typically, all right, let me tell you when I typically will check my phone. So
okay.
I'll get up, my alarm goes off. I do have two backup alarms on my phone.
Yeah.
And I will go and I'll disarm those. But
okay.
That's usually right there on the home screen. And that's
your little message bubble isn't on your home screen?
It is, but I didn't see that or it did. It was
that's the one we ignore.
It was down. It was down on the rack and I didn't notice it or whatever.
You didn't look down on your rack.
So I just hit dismiss. And so I won't typically look at my phone until I am.
I thought you did it on the toilet.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You have your morning constitution and that's not. You
I've already done that. I've already done that.
Okay.
Yeah,
you didn't check our phone then?
Well, I did.
Oh, and
that's when
the one area.
Well, and that's
that
when I got your and that's when I got your text that just said, "Hey, bring a kid's book in so we can read to the kids later."
Yeah,
and I saw that and I was like, "Well, I mean, I'm already here."
So you did your morning constitution here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I get up, I have a couple cups of coffee,
yeah.
I'm walking around, things get moving.
By the time you get here, that's when you're ready to go.
And so, you know, all I need is a quick 3 minutes, I'm in and out, and I was like, well, I'll see Kelly a little later, I'll just tell her the bad news then.
Tell her the bad news then?
Yeah.
Right.
I
completely ignored your text message,
I was like, there's no need to worry her this early in the morning.
Right.
I'll just tell her the news face to face because
here's the thing. My decision was to bring two books because I kind of knew that you probably would miss my message.
Yeah, actually, you see, it's still there.
It's still there.
I haven't actually even opened it.
There's the notification.
I haven't actually even.
So when you said, "Oh, I didn't get your text message till I got here," that was actually a lie. You hadn't yet gotten my message.
No, I hadn't looked at my phone until I sat.
It was there. You just chose not to read it. Okay.
Okay, this is the way you say it makes it look and sound bad. It's not the case.
I've got us covered.
It is too early for you to be coming at me this hard.
I brought two books.
I don't want to read one of those books.
Why? They're great books. It's a series.
Listen.
There's the original and then the follow-up.
Yeah, those are...
It's
no,
a great...
It's your favorite book, I know, to read to
really
kids.
Is.
I get it.
And you can do the characters really well because each of them can have a personality.
No, I understand that, but I'm not feeling that today. So if anybody within the sound of my voice wants to drop a kid's book off, 9300 Shelbyville Road, Suite 600.
Listen, I brought the Day the Crayons Quit.
That I could borrow for a couple hours.
And then the Day the Crayons Came Home. They are amazing,
I know.
Entertaining books. The kids always love them.
I read those to my kids when they were growing up.
You're just tired of hearing them every single year when I completely choose them every single time?
Every single time we're reading to a class? Yeah, yeah.
The problem is, though, the audience is different every time.
I understand that.
But you know what? It's like we're rock stars. Rock stars have to sing their same songs every single concert, and they don't get sick of it.
Okay.
That's why you couldn't be a rock star.
You're right. That's the only reason I could not be a rock star.
Right.
Is because I have no patience for the...
The repetitive nature of the same books.
We are one to talk.
Yeah.
On 99.7 DJX.
Absolutely.
We kind of have a history of playing the same song over and over and over and over again. Yeah.
Incessantly.
I know. So anyways.
So you're going to read my book, right?
I might. Look, unless someone drops a book by, maybe I'll find some time to run home real quick.
You're hinging all your hopes and dreams and somebody swing by.
A better book than the day the crayons quit. A book that would be appropriate for like a third to fifth grade.
I feel like that just fits any grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to today on this National Chili Day and National Margarita Day.
Wow.
So,
wait, did anybody else, while you're bringing Ben a children's book, also bring a picture of Margs and maybe some chips? That's been a magical time, too.
Yes. The one time Brown-Forman brought by a pitcher of margaritas,
yes,
that has gone down in the urban legends.
I still have your speech in my phone.
That is a thing of urban legends now. That speech doesn't exist anywhere.
No, it's in my phone.
No, it doesn't exist.
Right now.
It doesn't exist anywhere.
Pull it up and show you.
Anyways. Speaking of, we have drunk karaoke to get to.
Oh, yeah.
We have drunk karaoke to get to.
Yeah.
We have setting the bars to get to. And a feel good coming up next.
Oh, this is such a good feel good. I mean, this woman is taking ride sharing to the next level. I'm talking about karaoke in her car. It's awesome.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hell okay.
I totally want to take a ride in this car with Linda Fox. She's 63 years old. She's a ride share driver that brings a party to everybody she picks up.
I have taken Ubering and karaoke and combined them. I give people the option if they want to sing along. There's a tablet back there. All the lyrics will come up. You pick your song.
Yes.
I usually try to sing along. And I always have these one-liners. When people get in my car, they'll say, how you doing? I say, well, honey, I'm finer than frog hair split three ways and sand it down. One day, these girls, I told them to put a song on. I'm at a red light. As I listen, I said, I may have to pull over and ask Jesus to take the wheel. And it was a song called Walk. Listen, I couldn't believe it. And I came home and I called all my senior citizen friends. I said, y'all wouldn't believe this song with these lyrics. And we just got so tickled. I thought WAP was for wings and pizza.
I mean, how fun does that sound?
That does.
Like, that's who I want picking me up, taking me wherever I need to go. She is awesome. She's got, like, lights and everything going on, too. I mean, you got to check out Linda.
That's pretty cool.
And her Uber karaoke on the website at WDJX.com.
It's Taylor, 99.7 DJX. Well, Australia is in the middle of the Eras Tour right now, and it's full-on Taylor Swift mode. I mean, they've got cameras at the airports. They've got drones. I mean, wow. It is
full on surveillance.
It is full on
Taylor sightings.
That's right. And the news.
So you don't have to.
Oh, here we go.
What's going on here? Is that Trav?
That looks like it could be him.
Yeah. Oh. Is that Travis? So they had.
Could be him.
Yeah, they had a drone. They had a drone up, and you know Taylor. You know, we told you yesterday she had sent her plane to Hawaii.
Go fetch him.
I know. It's so wild.
So great.
And so when it arrived back in Sydney, you know, they were like, okay, who's getting out? And it looked like, you know, Travis. And so
he's hard.
That could be Travis. Oh no, that looks like it could be Trevor.
His brother. Feel like,
is that his brother in tow?
Possibly.
No, it's not his brother.
He's got the sporty attire on, so you know.
Steph, I'm feeling even more confident now that this is Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I mean,
is this their news?
Yes,
this is what they're doing.
Yes, yes. Okay. Well, I mean, it's like morning news, so it's a little bit more like
they can get away with that.
Yeah. Lighthearted.
Very, very exciting.
His backwards cap and his sporting athleisure.
Yeah,
I would say we are onto the right person here.
Athleisure. I just like hearing them talk.
It looks like it's Travis and his brother, we think. We're obviously not certain because
you can't miss Jason. He's probably
Jason was not there unless he came later.
Like because would know if it was Jason.
Jason was just running in a like charity 5K yesterday, so it wasn't Jason.
We're looking at this from quite a distance. we'll firm up those details for you shortly. But it appears as though Travis Kelce has made yet another touchdown in Sydney this morning.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Yeah.
So they're in full on Taylor mode there. Her shows are in Sydney this weekend. So, and I guess. Travis is, you know, he's in the off season now.
I was going to say,
he's going to be,
I think he's free now.
Yeah. He's going to be, I guess, touring with her for several of the world dates that they have.
He probably should.
So good on them.
If they're going to keep the relationship going, he needs to travel with her.
They need to work on it.
Yes.
That's right.
He needs to be present.
You know, sometimes you find love in the most random of places. And when you do, you don't have a name or number. So how do you get back in touch with this person?
Well, you do a little typey-typey in mom's basement. You send it out to the internets. We find it and we bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist.
I'll go first.
Okay.
To the girl who attempted a B&E this morning, man for woman, that would be a breaking and entering.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Gotcha.
That would be a breaking and entering.
All righty.
To the cute girl with the freckled face. Hi. I'm the guy whose house you tried breaking into this morning around 9:30.
Oh, goodness. Oopsies.
Our conversation was short. You only said, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, as you saw me staring back at you through the door blinds. Still, I feel like we made a good connection.
Oh, great. So wait. So either she thought she was in the right place but wasn't, or meant to break in and just was surprised someone was there?
I feel like we made a good connection.
Yeah.
Separated by only inches. The door and the two locks you were trying to pick.
Okay, got it. There's a little bit more clarity now.
I gave you 15 minutes to make your getaway. Okay. You're welcome, by the way. I don't know if you were with a professional crew, but please don't try to break into my house again. However,
it sounds like he's inviting her.
If you're up for a legal encounter,
there you go.
I'm game.
Sure.
Because I'm a sucker for a cute face with freckles.
I'll invite you and I'll open the door next time so you don't have to pick the lock.
You know the house and you know where to find me.
All right.
Okay.
Craigslist missed connection. If we're hitting on people trying to break into our house, maybe it's been a rough go in the dating pool, apparently.
You know.
Here's a woman for man. To the guy I gave a skull to.
Ah, okay.
That's not a sentence you say every day.
No.
Okay. To the attractive man on the train. I just wanted to let you know that I wasn't a crazy lady.
Ah.
Here's what happened. A guy was running for a train.
Mm-hmm.
I saw something go flying off the end of his cane. Yes, he was running with a cane.
Mm-hmm.
After a few seconds of me and other waiting passengers looking around kind of stupidly at each other, I decided to be a good Samaritan.
Oh, okay.
I picked it up and saw that it was a small polished replica of a human skull.
Oh.
I looked to the old man standing next to me and said, "It's a skull."
It's a skull.
He shrugged his shoulders. I didn't want it, but I have such a particular hatred of littering that I didn't want to just drop it back on the floor, lest someone think I was a dirty skull litterer.
Hate to think that.
Yeah, I decided the proper thing to do would be to give it back to whomever dropped the thing.
Right.
So I jumped in the door of the L train and saw you with what I thought was a cane.
Okay.
So I said, here's your skull, and handed it to you.
Great, problem solved.
Yeah, you were shocked. I thought because you didn't realize it was lost, but as I backed off the train, as the doors closed, I saw that it wasn't a cane you had, but an umbrella and luggage. And you clearly weren't the person that dropped the skull.
She just handed the skull to a random stranger.
Can't imagine how weird it must have been to have some woman run onto a train, shove a skull in your hand, and tell you it's yours. So I'm just writing this to let you know that it wasn't a voodoo ritual, an ominous mafia warning, or gang initiation.
Okay.
At worst, you could look at it as a misguided attempt at getting to know you better, even though I truly thought you dropped your skull.
Okay.
Yeah. So now, what did you do with it? I have to know. HMU, maybe we can go out sometime and you can tell me about your new skull.
Okay, so whether you're handing random skulls to random strangers on the train or you are seeing the love of your life trying to break into your house. It is one thing, and that is
Craigslist missed connection.
Well, I have hope.
All right, setting the bar stories. Oh, just having a grasp of the English language would be key here.
But that's a lot of times fails young people.
So here's the thing. If you can manage to make it through the day without naming your baby after a prostitute, you're doing okay.
Why are we doing that?
To be fair, they probably didn't know what they did.
Okay. Explain.
All right. So this woman had a baby last month. And for the girl's name, she wanted to pay tribute to her grandparents. So her grandfather's name is Harvey. The grandmother's name is Charlotte. So to pay tribute, she named her daughter Harlot.
Oh, no. I was,
so
no.
For those of you who don't
call her Charlotte Harvey, like middle name Harvey or something.
So for those of you who don't know,
Harlot
is a term. It's kind of an old term, but it's a term. It's an outdated word for a prostitute.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no.
And I'll use it as a joke every now and then, call you a harlot or whatever.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you know
that.
Just to keep it alive.
Right.
Keep it in the vernacular. So,
okay.
So, you know, anyways.
Oh,
so
no.
No.
Oh, no.
Her cousin shared this story on the internet.
Oh, no. And then that's when they found out.
That's when everybody found out. And
yeah.
Obviously, she had never heard of the term before.
Yes, because, again, outdated.
Now she apparently wants to keep the name. The husband's like, yeah, now I don't necessarily want to keep the name.
I don't love it. And listen, did they not run the list of names down with anybody in their life?
Did you?
Well, maybe we didn't.
See, Elizabeth and I, my wife and I, we didn't really say, get opinions from the peanut gallery about
maybe
who we were going to name our
this
kids.
This is a case for that. Like, maybe we use this as an example.
I mean, the biggest thing.
Maybe running by your list of a couple of trusted people.
You know, we're talking amongst ourselves. And you know, especially after we had already had Isabella and Sophia.
Yeah.
And news of her pregnancy with Zoe started going around. Everybody was like, well, you need to name her, you know, Isabella, Sophia, Olivia, or you need to name her us.
It's gotta fit
and
in.
So we were getting inundated by all these suggestions that would go along with Isabella and Sophia. And, you know, obviously we didn't go with any of those. And so,
which fits her.
But
Zoe has always been in her own lane.
Yeah. But Harlot.
Can you imagine? She goes to a little school.
Listen.
School.
Is it,
all right, little Harlot,
think,
come on
okay.
over.
Listen,
turn to read.
Listen.
Take
the old guard meaning of prostitute out of it. I think Harlot is a cute name. It could be, but that's your setting the bar story. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, this is
oh no.
If you can just manage to make it through the day, maybe do a little research on the name you're getting ready to.
Yes.
Look
it up and see if it has a meaning.
Right.
That might be awkward.
That's what I would just suggest as the moral to this story.
When you're coming up with your little list of potential names, let's Google it.
just to make sure just it doesn't mean prostitute.
Just to see. I mean, we didn't want to. I was in love with the name Eva.
Yeah.
I wanted to name Eva, but my husband was like, what if they call her Evil Eva?
And let me really quickly tell you how that has screwed me up in my personal life.
Oh.
Let me go ahead and just tell you this right now.
All right.
Because now, one of my wife's bandmates has a daughter who's about Isabella and Sophia's age.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Eva.
Uh-oh.
And so I have called her Ava more than one time, and it has fallen on awkward silence.
So sorry.
And it's because of you.
To be fair, in my defense, my Ava came first.
No.
Well, how old is that, Eva?
Like Isabella and Sophia's age, like 18. Oh.
Okay, well, I didn't name her Eva. I named her Ava.
I'm saying if you would have named her Eva, it would have helped me out. Keep all these names in my brain.
Gotcha.
Separate.
Well, I'll consider it.
You consider. All right, thank you. Anyways, we digress. That's your Setting the Bar story. So have you seen Who the Blank Did I Marry Yet?
No, I have not.
It's a series of about 50 TikTok videos, over 8 hours long. People are bonkers about this, about a woman in Atlanta who goes by Risa Tisa online, talks about how she met this guy back in 2020, how they fell in love, eventually married.
I'm going to create this playlist series, and I'm going to tell the story of how I met, dated, married, and divorced a real pathological liar.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, wait till you hear some of this.
This is my introduction/disclaimer video. First and foremost, I'm going to be truthful, even if it makes me look bad. I'm going to be honest, but I'm also not going to be disrespectful to anyone that was involved.
Mm-hmm.
None of this is funny, but in order to get through it, I have to laugh. If I cry, I cry. I'm human. I'm a woman. This was traumatic.
Yeah, so...
So this is one woman's story?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
Over 200 million combined views so far in this series.
First, some people have seen it.
So she talks about the fake phone calls.
Things that my pathologically lying ex-husband lied about. Every morning he would get on the phone with his brother. He talked to his friends every day in front of me. He would be on the phone laughing, cutting up like a normal conversation. I didn't think anything of it. Every single phone call was made up.
Made up?
Yeah, she continues.
He was never on the phone.
What?
The phone calls where he called to pay his car off, made up.
What in the world? Why?
Listen, this is wild. Listen.
The phone call to the realtor when we were looking at houses, made up.
Yep.
What?
The phone call to the bank for them to release the money for the house that he signed his name for.
Mm-hmm.
Made up.
Oh my goodness.
Every phone call was made up. His brother every day. He and his brother had not spoken since 2015 when his mother died.
Ooh.
He had no friends, but yet every phone call would be my friend this, my friend that.
So he's just like creating this fake life.
World, yeah, yeah.
Like to present to her, making her think that he's got all these people in his life.
All these things happening.
Oh my gosh.
Made up his job.
The second lie, his job. He told me when I first met him out the gate that he was a VP at his company. He had been transferred from California to Georgia. His job was VP of a major condiment company.
Okay.
A major condiment company.
Sure.
Okay.
And he maintained that lie every day.
I mean...
Truth is, he was a temp.
He was a temp.
He called me from work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he would pretend to reprimand employees who couldn't see that he had a Bluetooth thing in his ear. He would pretend to reprimand them in front of me.
So he's on the phone calling her from quote work and pretending that he is like being a boss, reprimanding employees right in front of her while she's
on
the phone.
So much effort.
I know. All a lot
these
of
lies.
A lot of brain power to keep up on those lies, for sure.
He would pretend to take phone calls from the company president who needed his help on something.
Of course.
He forged emails that he showed me from the company president.
Forged emails.
Wow.
I know.
Asking him, you know, we need to get this up and running. We need to do this project. We need to do that. But he was a temp. He was a temp forklift driver. There's nothing wrong with a forklift driver. But he was pretending to be a VP.
Yep. I like what she said there. She's like, look, there's nothing wrong with being a
disrespect.
Right. But when you're pretending to be a VP,
wow,
then that's an issue. This is from the TikTok series, Who the Blank Did I Marry? And it's absolutely wild about this woman who talks about how she met this guy, eventually married him, then found out that he was a pathological liar.
Lying about everything.
All right, so here's the last one I want to share with you right now. The third lie, the money for a house.
Third lie, housing.
Okay.
He told me he was looking to buy a house. We started looking at houses. He showed me paperwork from Chase Bank saying that he was approved for a mortgage for $750,000.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. I watched as he put in an all-cash offer.
Okay.
On this $699,000 house. I watched him sign his name to a legally binding document for an all-cash offer. Legally, I was not his wife, so I was not on the mortgage for that home.
Okay, so this me thinks it eventually came out he had no cash for that offer.
Yeah. I mean, this is
That's absolutely insane. That is bonkers.
And to think about how he could fabricate all that and still have it, keep it all straight in his brain is impressive. Use that for good.
I mean, it had to unravel at some point because she's now aware
right.
of all of the lies. But my goodness, imagine if he would have taken all of that effort and brain power to actually try to get a career. It sounds like he's very detail oriented.
So that's something that he can add to his resume.
That's
right.
I mean, listen, he has some skill set.
Listen, I don't want to use this as an excuse, but if you are currently little white lying it to your partner right now, might be an opportunity to come clean and just say,
not
hey,
let it spiral out of control like this.
Hey, at least I'm not this guy. And then show your partner the TikToks.
There you go.
And say, hey,
can you believe this guy?
Hey, you know what? I may have accidentally bought this jet ski without you knowing.
But did you see what this guy
did? But did you see this guy?
Okay. And now's a good opportunity. Just come clean.
Yep.
But then roll in with this to make it feel like not so bad.
Yeah. We'll tweet this out so you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
That
but
is stunning. But she's going to, how much therapy is she going to have to go through to like not automatically assume that anyone else that she tries to date after this is going to be lying to her extensively?
Oh, I know. It's, yeah.
I mean, and it's not fair to the new person to be like, you need to prove everything.
I know, right?
Because I would feel like
I want to go to your job with you.
Yes.
Right. And
I
like,
need to meet your boss. I need to meet your parents. I need to meet your brother.
And not only that, I need to see their IDs.
Exactly.
And see that they are really who they say they are.
Have them bring birth certificates. I need to see your employment agreement.
Insane. Wow. At Ben and Kelly Show. You can see it there. Feel good stories. Do them every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Brought to you by Hemptopia. Ring camera captured this great moment of a dog named Grissom and his human, Michaela. Now, she had just gone through a bad breakup, was kind of in a tough period in her life. And her dog decided to get a little playful on the deck. So he grabbed the hood of her coat and wouldn't let go, literally dragging her as she couldn't stop laughing.
No one prepared you for what to do with this happens. This is not how I want to go out, Grissom.
When he grabbed my hood, all I could do was laugh. And I know that it was the release that I needed to be able to just feel lighter.
That's cute.
I knew that he wasn't being aggressive. He's not an aggressive dog. I just know that he was feeling a little overstimulated. When I first laid down, I thought he let go, and I was just laughing, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that this happened. But then I felt him tugging more, and the laughter just ensued even more.
Just surrendering to the moment and letting myself laugh was the release I needed after. It's almost like Grissom knew.
That's funny.
I mean, yeah, he did not let go. Like, she's on the ground, and he's kind of almost choking her a little bit, but he is not letting up. He's still pulling, tugging her, dragging her all over the place.
It looks like it's a golden retriever, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just hysterical video. You can see on our website at WDJX.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Aaron reached out, hey guys, I thought you all would appreciate the story, and I'm hoping it's going to finally fix the issue I caused with my parents.
Ooh.
My folks worked really hard to pay for me to go to college, which is something they didn't get the chance to do.
Mm-hmm.
While I was in school, I just never seemed to figure out what I wanted to do in life.
Mm-hmm.
So junior year, I quit school to join my friend in the startup company, and my parents were furious.
Sure.
They felt like I completely wasted their money that they worked so hard for, and it would really put a strain on our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They thought this was the stupidest gamble with my life I could ever make. That was 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping the update to my story will fix everything I've done. I just cashed out as a partner in the company for $5 million.
Oh, wow.
Haven't told him yet because I want to do this in the right way. So that's what I'm asking your advice on. Do I buy them a new house? Do I give them a check for the money they spent on my college education I didn't finish? Do I do both? I want to repay them for all they did, and I want to be smart with my money to make sure it grows even more with smart investments. Thanks for any advice you guys can give.
Well, I think he's starting off right by wanting to, you know, pay it forward to his parents.
Yes, and pay them back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to go. I think he also needs to make sure he's getting a financial planner in place that can help him figure out how to grow that money, manage it. Yes.
Right.
That is, wow.
Yeah, I mean, I think a good gesture would at least be starting with the money for school.
Yes. Yeah. Start there.
Yeah, maybe pay off the loans that they had to take out.
Right. And then if they are, you know, if they've talked about wanting, a different house, bigger house, whatever, then you broach the subject.
I don't know. A house,
I want to do that for you.
I was going to say, maybe they don't want a new house.
Right. That's why I think you ask first.
Right. Right.
You just don't buy one.
Right.
And
exactly.
Say, hey, mom, I surprised you with a new house.
But I think paying off the loans would be a good way to bridge that and to start that. Lori checks in on Facebook and says, as a parent, I can tell you that's just what parents do. They did without to ensure your future, not to get paid back someday.
Yes.
For them to know you won't have to struggle or to do without, that's wonderful how it played out for you. Invest in your future, and that will make them the happiest. Maybe send them on their dream vacation or something like that.
Yeah. All right. But I guess he's trying to, I guess, reveal the news in a really big way, appropriate way. I think it would be great to show up with a check for the cost of his college education.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are suggesting that,
and
especially
that can start the ball rolling.
On Facebook is you know what? Let's start with the college.
Yeah.
It's not a cheap thing.
Let's pay him back for that.
And let's go ahead and pay him back for that. And
because that was the source of the strain. Uh-huh. They worked hard to send you there, and then you didn't finish it. And they feel like that you didn't use, you know, all that work.
But I would imagine over the past 3 years, they've seen you succeed because of the situation that you've been in. So, you know, they probably see how your gamble has started to pay off, even if they don't understand how financially it's now paid off.
Well, I don't know. Who knows how aware they are, because he says the relationship's been strained.
Oh, well, that's true.
So maybe this is a way to mend fences.
Like mend fences, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely want to do that. All right, well, you know, that kind of brings up a good sort of subject. You know, he gambled on himself. It was a bad decision at the time.
It was a risky decision.
Yeah, it was a risk.
But it ended up paying off for him big time.
Yeah, so what risk, what, quote, bad decision did you make that turned out to be great? Would love to hear your story about that. All right. 502-795-1997. But Aaron, good on you, man.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Love to see that sort of success and that sort of like come up.
And it sounds like he does not want to squander it.
Right.
So he's trying to make sure that he's making smart decisions moving forward. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Love to hear your stories. Group therapy at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-795-1997. Take your stories on the way. What bad decision or what risk did you take at the time that seemed like it was bad, but then turned out to be great? I just heard from Aaron, who dropped out of school, got into a startup, ended up cashing out for big money. And so, you know, a lot of people are just saying, hey, you know, with your parents' struggles to put you through school that you ended up dropping out, maybe it's good to just like kind of pay them back for the loans that they took out for that, all that.
Yeah. So, yeah. Start there. And yeah. Then if you feel like you want to do more, have that discussion.
Yeah. Got a message from John. Said, had to go to a party. I promised someone I would. I had completely forgotten and wanted to do something else. Had a real bad attitude, didn't want to be there at the party. Another girl was not happy about being there either. She looked just as mad as I was. We're married now.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, that's a cool story.
Yeah,
yes.
You weren't really expecting to meet anybody in kind of a bad way.
Right,
that's
right.
That's awesome.
Another, my mom cut the cable and internet off due to finances when I was about 15. I was mad and typical 15-year-old, but I picked up a book and just started reading the book. It snowballed. It inspired me to start writing, and now I'm an author.
Get out.
Look at that.
Well, that's fun. That is that. I love that when it's kind of like life throws something at you and it ends up being an unexpected new path that you end up taking.
Yeah, I mean, I remember I was offered a job long time ago for it was like a big radio station and things like that, and I wound up turning it down, and then I like watched from afar as things happened at that station, and then wound up like flipping formats and people there were fired. And I was like, ooh,
yeah,
dodged one there.
Yes,
you know, that's just more of a, like not like taking a risk by not taking something.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
Like glad I didn't do that.
Right.
That's always the fear though.
Right.
You fear like you're going to make this decision. And then what if it goes sideways real quick?
Jessica commented, online dating. First date with one guy. He told me that his wife wouldn't mind it at all. Ooh. If she knew.
Oh, wow.
First date with the second guy has turned in shy of 8 years of marriage and counting.
Oh, good. So first guy was bad. Second guy was good.
A lot of people are rolling in saying they're like dating or dating their wife or their partner,
yes,
or spouse.
Amber talking to the guy at the demolition derby, then going out on a few dates. All right. Sounds like that was fun.
Turned into a good decision.
Yes. Steve, first date with my wife. Yes. Mike, dating my wife. Yes.
Yes. But wait. How is that a bad decision to start?
Well, maybe it was like someone that their family wouldn't approve of.
Or you were cheating.
Oh.
You were stepping out on your own relationship?
Maybe.
Or they were stepping out on theirs?
Listen, we've just called Mike and Steve cheaters, and we have no idea
not
what the backstory is.
Not to their face. I mean, if that's what you want to imply by
we're
what I said.
Lots of assumptions.
If that's what you want to
lots
imply.
Lots of assumptions.
Oh,
not sure
shoot.
Why that was initially a bad decision, but then it worked out. Okay. We're making assumptions.
Yeah, we are. We are. So anyways, some good stories there, but... yeah, I think, you know, back to Aaron's situation, and it is interesting, just about everybody's like, hey, pay back the school loans. But there are a few people that are like, hey, be careful with just telling them your good fortune immediately, especially if it's strained, because money makes people do weird things.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, again, maybe financial planner.
Yeah.
Get some advice.
Yeah.
And tread lightly.
Yeah.
And maybe we just start with, hey, so I've done okay. And yeah. I wanted to pay you guys back
right.
for all the effort.
Yeah, maybe you don't tell him the amount.
Maybe we don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe only he knows his parents and their relationship and maybe,
right.
But hearing that cautionary tale of don't show all your cards.
Yeah.
It might make things even weirder in a different way.
I mean, I would love to have, you know, I think as you would love to see your kids have great success.
Absolutely.
Emotionally, financially, yes. You know, and all that. And
they better take care of mama.
I know. That, you, I tell you, that's my retirement plan is
that's
you.
Right.
No pressure.
Yep.
You need to be a success because I need to be around to retire
mama
someday.
Mama wants a beach house. Want to be a snowbird at some point.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. All right. Well, hey, thank you for reaching out. Good luck to you. It's that is group therapy. Yeah. Let's play a fun little game called Drunk Karaoke. Say hi to Karen calling us from Middletown. Hi, Karen.
Karen.
Hi.
Hey,
hi.
Karen.
Hello.
Karen. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing just dandy. Now, listen, I know that you have to literally be at work right now, so we're going to try to whip you through this, Karen.
Did you
and
tell them you're doing an online consultation right now? Or a phone
okay,
consultation?
Okay, I
okay.
Yeah.
Literally, Karen has blonde hair, drives a Jetta, is a physical therapist assistant, and is just happy being single right now. You know what?
That's right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, just living your life, happy, go lucky, being single.
Yep, that's me.
Spent any time in a karaoke bar recently?
Not recently, but a couple months ago, I was in a karaoke bar.
All right, okay.
What's your song, Karen?
Oh, gosh. I do a lot of Alanis Morissette and Adele. I like Adele's song. So.
Wow. That
Rolling
is a wild
in the
choice.
Deep.
Yeah. Something like that.
I set fire to the rain.
Yeah. We can totally do that.
You, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Really
good.
Karen, call us the next time you go out. Because I think we'd have fun. All right.
Yeah.
So it's Drunk Karaoke. All you have to do is identify the song they're trying to sing. You ready for your first one?
Yes.
Emphasis on trying.
All right, here we go.
To sing.
Okay.
It's Katy Perry.
Oh.
What's the song?
Yeah, what's the song? Did you hear the hook?
Oh, God. Yeah, I did. I can't think of the name of the song, though.
Let's play a little bit more.
Oh, my God, what is the name of the song? I know it.
Talk on the clock and the party don't stop. No,
it's TikTok.
It's also a social media app.
TikTok.
Yes! Wow! TikTok.
I could sing it in my head. I just didn't know the name of the song.
All right, Karen, close. You're 0 for 1. Here we go. Next one. A drunk karaoke. Identify the song.
Oh, baby, the reason I'm here is you. Girl, you got me blind.
Baby by Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Sure. One more time. Hit me, baby, one more time. Yes.
Baby.
Feeling it.
I just want to hear a little bit more. We got to get to the hook, Karen. We got to get to the hook.
Okay.
My loneliness is killing me.
All right, one more. One more, Karen, and we'll let you go.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Last one, drunk karaoke. Identify the song.
I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out.
noise, the floor, make some noise, really raise my voice, yeah, I'm gonna scream and shout. Best thing about being a woman is a froggy in the hell and a fun and that's gonna be crazy. Forget I'm a lady, red shirt, short skirts.
Do you have a guess?
It's Shania Twain, Going Out Tonight girl song.
Did the
man. Feel like a woman.
Uh-oh, uh-oh, fire, they're doing it in style. Uh-oh, give me action, feel the attraction. Cutting my hair, doing a dance. Uh-oh, I want to be free, yeah. Feel the way I feel.
Everyone!
Man, I feel like a woman.
Oh, there you are. You hear he got the crowd on him. Karen, congratulations. Yeah. Sam Hunt coming tomorrow, and you're going, all right?
Yay, thank you so much.
Yay!
Thank you.
Oh, shoot. Good stuff there. All right, well, hey. Again, the offer still stands. Give us a call if you want to go drunk karaoke with us, because you sound like a hoot. Hang on the line another quick second to get more information from you. Thank you for hanging out with the show. All right?
Thank you.
Hang on.
That's great.
Oh,
listen,
good stuff.
We need to take a little show field trip and just go trolling karaoke bars and hit record.
We do.
Also taking the stage.
They
probably would have a hard time getting us off the stage, to be
honest. That's fun. All right. Drunk karaoke, there you are. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. I will say, before we get to your feel good, there is kind of a little feel good out of Kentucky where, remember a while ago, I told you about these bathrooms that had the special do not push button, disco button
they're
in
like
them?
Party bathrooms.
Yeah, they're party bathrooms at random exits off of the highway here in Kentucky. It's a certain type of gas station that, and I guess they're installing them in all of them around Kentucky, but they're kind of fun. I know there's
What's
one.
What's the brand name of the store?
I don't remember. I honestly don't. Okay. But I think they, I want to say I went into one off of I-71, maybe the Verona exit, kind of up near northern Kentucky, something like that. But anyways, you walk into the bathroom and there's a big red button that says do not push, and you push it and disco ball starts lighting up and then
music plays.
Yeah, music plays and all that stuff. So this couple out of Ohio decided they were going to get married in one of those.
Why not?
As you place these disco-inspired rings on each other's fingers, let them be a reminder of the vibrant and dynamic dance you've embarked upon. From the first disco bathroom to the dance floor of life. May the circles within these rings echo the rhythm of your hearts, intertwined with ever hopping through beats of love.
Wow.
I mean,
they like wove the whole setting into the ceremony.
Right.
Love
you
it.
May now press the red button and then kiss your bride to start your disco-infused ribboning journey.
So they push the button.
Your first disco wedding dance.
Actually tweaked the playlist, I think, to fit the occasion.
Right. It sounded good.
Great. So, how many people did they pack in the bathroom? I just want to know.
I mean, the bathrooms aren't big. They're a standard-sized bathroom.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
You know.
Got a little cozy.
You probably had the door open, I would say, during it.
Maybe.
That would really stink if you were just jumping off the exit because you had a bathroom emergency and you're like, oh my gosh, and you run in and someone is using the restroom for a wedding and you're like, ah!
That's not
you're like, hurry it up!
You can say, excuse me, and just walk right by and just do your business anyway. You can't do that.
And it's like something about knowing that you're close to a restroom that your body knows, hey, it's go time, buddy.
Yep.
It's go time.
And it's time is of the essence.
Time is of the essence.
Oh, dang.
So hopefully that didn't happen to anybody. We'll tweet that out so you can see it too at Ben and Kelly Show.
But on Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time. Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
Jennifer says, anybody else having fun with the flu this week?
Oh.
Can you play Burning Up by Jonas Brothers for
somebody
TBT?
Oh,
that is not. Are we starting out the gate with an adjacent request?
One moment.
She has the flu.
I understand that. But when I was looking up her song, I also found some other great ones too. All right? So we'll get to Jonas Brothers eventually, all right? Patience. Throwback Thursday. See? Gotta cool her down. She's got a fever. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX.
It wasn't the song she wanted.
Again, this was another one that I came across while I was looking up her song.
Still not the Jonas Brothers.
Still not the Jonas Brothers. Ellie Goulding, though. Throwback Thursday. Let her fever burn, see? I mean, hashtag bangers there.
It's not her song.
On 99.7 DJX. And how could we not?
Oh, my God.
I mean, how could we not at least pay homage to USHER?
That don't mean I want to.
And your poor fever. I'm
trying to say it's nowhere near the Jonas Brothers right
now. We'll get to the Jonas Brothers, all right? But first, we have to slow it down.
Everybody's throwing in more adjacent requests.
But listen, first we have to slow it down. All right, Throwback Thursday, DJX. See, how can you resist? Again.
It's a long string of adjacent requests.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday here, 99.7 DJX.
Natalie is suggesting hot in here.
Yeah, I mean, look, when you've got a fever, things are hot. We'll get to your Jonas Brothers. What did she want again?
What? It burning up.
Oh. I just forgot, I guess.
Oh, shoot. Well, how many requests are we in deep now?
I don't know.
Nowhere near her request.
Kelsey tweets, Ben, are you okay, brother? LOL, never.
So now the question is, will we ever get to Jennifer's request?
We may. I told you we would. I was like, good gracious. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Your requests make up our playlist.
Well, kind of.
They do.
Kind of.
They do.
Vic is saying if we're going with the fire theme, which we're not. It's really not a fire theme. She has a fever. She has a flu. And so he says there may be Panic at the Disco.
Oh, yeah. I guess there would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good point. Good point.
Look at that. Vic getting his request right out the gate.
What are you saying? Okay, Throwback Thursday. Well, imagine a face with a sense of Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. We'll get to your requests when we get to them, all right? I mean, look.
What we're saying now, that's the disclaimer, the one asterisk. Your request, maybe. We
will get to as many as we can.
Our timeline.
When we can get to them.
Dr. Erin's rolling in, by the way. She's always checking in for duty on Thursday. She says, my husband's hoping I don't get hit on by Todd today.
Ah, you know what? Morning's still young.
Todd,
Throwback Thursday.
Where are
you? Again, if you're having a fever, hot, you're feeling cold, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Is that another adjacent request for Jennifer, who started this whole thing and still hasn't heard her song yet?
Right. What was she wanting again?
She wants the Jonas Brothers burning up.
Okay, I mean, we'll get there. We will. Carrie from Madison checks in. Gorillaz, Feel Good Inc. See, we're hoping
she feels better.
Okay,
we're sending Jennifer some well wishes.
That's right, well wishes. Still not the song, but well wishes, yes. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Bethany says, what's the adjacent request if I simply request the Fergie button? That's I love wieners.
Oh my God.
I love wieners. That is not.
I love wieners.
That's not a valid adjacent request for Fergie. It's not.
Fergie.
All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
This is why I'm hot.
She has the flu.
She's got a fever.
She has a fever.
She's got a flu.
Throwback Thursday. As soon as I hit LA, I'm in that low, I do with the Cali way. And when I hit the shot, all right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. I would be remiss if I didn't wish, who are we talking?
Jennifer,
who's got the flu.
And she just wants to hear, dang it, she just wants to hear some Jonas Brothers.
Well, Nickelback will have. All right, we're hoping she feels way too damn good soon. We're getting there. We're getting there. We're going to get there. What's her name? Jennifer. Yeah, see, we hope she feels way too damn good soon. Quick detour. Carly says, I'm about to go in for a big biology test. Need you to play something to get through this. I don't know. Does My Chemical Romance work? Biology?
Sure.
Chemicals?
Maybe.
That's as close as I could get.
Okay. Still working our way to Jennifer's request.
Yeah, we are.
Right?
We haven't forgotten about that.
Okay. When I was
You know what? I'm not going to be able to wait for this to get
passed. Takes a while, doesn't it?
Yeah. Into the
city. Can we fast forward? To see a marching band. He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned?
All right, how about we just do Allie and AJ, Chemicals React? We'll just do that, all right? For a biology test, I think that works, right?
Oh, sure.
All right, Throwback Thursday. You make me feel
out of my element. I don't remember this song at all. Broken glass. Make my world spin.
There it is. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Listen, besides Jennifer, Dr. Aaron already checked in, hoping her husband's hoping that she doesn't get hit on by Todd today. Todd is entering the chat. LOL, I wasn't going to go there, but since her husband's waiting, I've been sick myself since Tuesday, so paging Dr. Aaron, I need some treatment, LOL.
Okay, how about Neo, so sick? Again, for Jennifer, now Todd. I mean, we're still playing bangers.
Absolutely.
Or what was her name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer. That's right. Jennifer, who has the flu, and she wanted to hear
Burning Up.
Burning Up, because she's got the flu. Right, right. She's probably sick of being lonely.
Yet?
No, we're not there yet. She's sick, and she's probably sick of being lonely. Come on, now. All right, Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 DJX.
I mean, I feel like that could fit for Jessica, who is pretty sure that she met her 8-year-old boyfriend in the car ride a line. That is special.
Oh, that is special.
When you find your special someone at 8 years old. What is this? Why are we? What's happening?
Who was feeling
Jennifer.
Bad? Jennifer was feeling bad.
With a bottle of Jack. Okay.
All right. We're starting to stretch here. All right. Throwback Thursday. Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Let's circle back around to the girl who has a biology quiz test.
Carly?
Who was it? Carly?
No, yeah, it is Carly.
So, okay, so yeah, Kelsey, because we did like My Chemicals React and Chemical Romance, which didn't seem to work, but you know what, Kelsey.
Did you find a biology song?
Kelsey brought up a great one.
Oh.
Biology.
Oh.
The Bad Touch.
Oh, my.
All right. Throwback Thursday.
Oh,
we're going to learn some stuff today, kids. Throwback Thursday. Sweat, baby, sex is a text. The Discovery Channel. Get horny now.
For the biology test.
Biology test, of course.
For the biology test.
See, we are a full-service morning show here on 99.7 EJX.
Absolutely. Still haven't gotten to Jennifer's. Who was first? Out the gate.
Was she first?
Suffering from a fever.
Are we sure?
She was absolutely first.
Okay.
Suffering from the flu, wanted to hear the song. By the way, Jacqueline says, I think sometimes Ben just wants to listen to the songs he misses, but the vibes are fitting the gloomy cloud, gray day, so I'm cool with it.
You know what? Some may say I've just forgot about Jennifer's request.
Wow.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Jennifer, still waiting on her. Burning Up by Jonas Brothers.
Ow. I had forgotten her name. Throwback Thursday. Four letter words to get me along. It's a
difficulty and I'm biting on my tongue. And nowhere I keep stalling and keeping it together.
We'll
around,
get to it. What was the song?
Burning Up by Jonas Brothers.
All right, we'll get to it. Throwback Thursday. Listen to me. Oh, no. That's not my name. That's not my name. Jennifer, right?
It's Jennifer, right? Jennifer, she's had the flu, and she won here at Jonas Brothers a long time ago.
Listen,
I told you we'd get to it.
Throwback Thursday. I'm hot. You're cold. Okay, that was great.
Oh my God! What did you just do?
You know, I wasn't in the mood for it anymore.
You gave her 10 seconds!
Listen, she got more than most women get. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. You know, we try to get to as many requests as we can. Sometimes it takes a long time to get to it?
Yeah, and then you only get 10 seconds of it.
Listen.
Depends on the mood that Ben's in. Jessica's like, that poor sick girl, she just wanted her song. She got her moment.
She did get her moment.
And then Beyonce came and stole it.
Honestly, we hope she feels better. The flu is never good.
She's been crying laughing the entire time. I feel like that's the best medicine right there. Laughter. It's the best medicine.
Laughter.
Isn't it? It is. Sorry to everybody else that we ignored.
By the way, my mom texted.
Oh my God.
She said, y'all are wild this morning.
Oh, Kathy, you made it. Just so you know. He's a result of you, Kathy. No,
yeah, I think, okay, yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. All right, Throwback Thursday, every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9. We throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while, played back to back to back to back on 99.7 DJX. How about a stupid fact of the day?
Why not?
Is where we find random facts on the internet,
mm-hmm.
run it through a stringent verification process.
Which is, you just found it one place, let's go with it.
Well, and then I also found video proof.
Oh, did you?
Just wait.
Oh, okay.
I'll bring them to you as our stupid fact of the day.
Uh-huh.
Stupid fact of the day. Male elephants can control their junk the same way they control their trunks.
What?
Like they can use it to swat flies, prop themselves up.
Oh, what, a kickstand?
It is literally a kickstand.
Oh my God.
I would like you to then now click on the video link.
Oh.
And take a look at Exhibit A.
Okay.
And when you think about how large elephants are.
Yeah, they're large.
You should probably keep that in mind.
Gotta be
When you see.
Whoa, it's waving around and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
And it's like a fifth skinny leg walking around.
It's like a fifth leg. That it is, Kelly. That it is.
Yeah, it was like, yes, it's moving around just as much as he can move. You're right.
Yeah.
The junk is like the trunk.
Junk is like the trunk.
Oh, boy. I didn't need to see that.
Well, you did.
I didn't actually.
Yeah, I mean, you did because, you know, learning about this beautiful world that we live in is never a bad thing.
I mean, I guess it makes sense when you think about how they need to make new baby elephants.
Right?
Like how? They're large animals.
Yes.
So yes. That makes sense that they were designed like that,
mm-hmm.
with that much going on. But I didn't need to see it.
Well,
I didn't need to see that.
But you would have questioned it had I not shown you the video.
I don't think I would have questioned it.
That's your stupid fact of the day.
Wow, it's so useful.
Mm-hmm.
It has many different uses.
I know.
Swatting flies.
Humans, not so much.
No.
But a male elephant can control its junk the same way it controls its trunk.
It's kind of impressive.
Yeah. Right?
A little.
Right?
But wow.
There is your stupid fact of the day.
Can you coil that thing back up?
99. Setting the bar stories. These are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do.
Yeah. So when you're a hotel, you kind of want to offer your guests a good night's sleep, maybe some good dining options, amenities, things like that. But if you can manage to make it through the day without buying frozen pasta dinner from Trader Joe's and trying to pass it off as your own chef's creation, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. You're saying you have a chef that created these meals just for the guests and it's really Trader Joe's? Oopsies.
Which, shout out to Trader Joe's.
Absolutely delicious.
I was gonna say, be able to...
They were probably thinking, yeah, people are totally going to believe that because they're delicious.
Yeah, so... all came to light when these guests at a hotel ordered room service. It was a fancy, like, $20 Casio e Pepe, like, pasta dish. That's what it's called, anyways.
Oh, wow.
But later, discovered it was a frozen Trader Joe's meal when her husband stumbled upon a freezer stocked with prepackaged meals from the grocery chain while grabbing breakfast one morning in the communal, freezer.
Wow. Saw them unloading?
Yes.
And, oh, boy.
So, the pasta listed on the menu as calming Casio de Pepe pasta with truffle oil on the room service menu, and they hadn't really suspected it was any sort of imposter because they said the presentation was incredible.
Okay.
I mean, and
they heated it up in the microwave and then put it on the plate real nice.
Right. They put it in a nice bowl, put maybe a little green sprig on it. Yeah, a little garnish, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, listen, the couple things from them. They are not throwing the hotel chain under the bus. They're not saying who it is. And they're just kind of laughing it off.
Okay.
They're not like wanting to sue for anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Even though shady, they're going to charge $20.
I know. For literally a frozen dish that you could go to Trader Joe's and get for $5.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. That I'd throw some shade at. Well,
they did. And they put it up on TikTok and it got a lot of comments and people.
And the hotel that's doing that is probably like, oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, did they say who it was? No, they didn't. Okay, we're good. We can still do that? Yeah, probably. Okay.
Yeah, probably. I mean, we're
saves
probably
us
good.
Money. Like,
I mean,
we don't have to hire an actual chef.
But if you go and you look at your room service and you see Casio e Pepe pasta, I would probably think twice.
All right.
About spending $20 on it.
Yeah, just go to, they probably have a microwave in the room.
Yeah,
just go to Trader Joe's, grab some
eat frozen.
Up in the microwave, save you some money.
There you go. It's Benson Boone, Beautiful Things, 99.7 EJX. I really dig that song.
Yes, it goes hard though in the middle.
And it's unexpected, and you love it.
That's like the only part you've really ever heard is just the end, and you're like, oh, this is a really sweet song. I need to listen to the whole thing. And then you're going to be surprised.
Listen to the whole thing because he unloads.
Yeah, he does.
He unloads. All right, it's Ben and Kelly on National Chili Day, which, by the way, shout out to Skyline Chili. Bringing on some
food drop.
That's right.
Blessings. Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
Wow.
I had to eat my banana and my grapes just to get a little bit of nutrition in.
Yeah.
Before
get it out of the way before
the margaritas and the Skyline Chili.
Oh man, it's about to be a party in your gut.
I gotta clear some space. Yeah, today is also National Margarita Day, so a nice little beverage for you. Do you like it frozen? You look like on the rocks. You don't like margarita. Oh, you still haven't been able to do a margarita the upside down margarita incident in Purdue.
I cannot exactly. It goes that far back. It goes far. It goes deep.
Have you tried though?
Tequila that's going to enter my mouth.
Have you tried though?
Yes. I can't do the smell. The smell hits me before it would ever like hit my lips, and I'm not. Nope. I can't. I abort mission because then it just triggers this automatic response now.
This gag reflex?
Yes, I can't do it.
I think it's all in your head now.
I am rum. I am vodka-based drinks only.
Okay, yeah. No, I know that you're the fruity type drink,
yes,
which
that is
I
my
think
lane.
With a margarita...
No, the tequila ruins it.
No, I think that
I
pairs well with the lime and the agave.
Ah,
come on now.
Nine.
Yeah. Okay.
You brought the German out in.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, I'm sure Germans.
I can't
enjoy a margarita every now and then.
No, they probably don't.
Hey, by the way, how many Germans does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know.
One, because they don't have a sense of humor. They're efficient and they don't have a sense of humor. Yeah. I just saw that joke the other day when I was prepping for You Laugh, You Lose, which is coming up tomorrow.
Oh.
We have one more shot at Sam Hunt tickets tomorrow as well. He's going to be in town. drunk karaoke.
Oh, that would be, you know what? There's going to be probably some pre-parties before that show.
I mean, maybe I'm guessing. can we get Sam Hunt on the phone tomorrow?
See if we can to play that game.
Chat with us.
I feel like if we could get him on the phone to play that game, maybe in, you know, for a listener to give them tickets.
Yeah.
That'd be a magical moment.
All right. Well,
let me spitball in here. Can we get somebody on the phone?
Yeah. Let me see what I can work on. Let me see what I can do.
That'd be great. Cause I think he would enjoy that game.
Yeah. Body like a back road sort of dude. Yeah. I mean, literally, that's the only song we've ever played by Sam Hunt.
Sure.
And the only song that we know.
Absolutely.
However, we do appreciate his popularity and his attractiveness.
That has to be a selection at some point, somebody singing in a karaoke bar drunk.
Right.
It's
going
to be my mission today to try to find video of that.
Right.
Video of that.
All right. All right.
That has to be
anyways,
a selection.
All right. So that and much more up on the website. Anything you may have missed, WDGX.com. Click listen.
And we hope Jennifer feels better.
Oh, wow.
You're taking it back. Half hour dedicated to her.
Yeah.
And her health.
Yeah. She was feeling sick. She has the flu.
She just wanted to hear the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah. I mean, we got there.
It was a journey.
Yeah, it was a journey. We got there, but whatever. Hope she feels better. Guys, have a great one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.